Well, could I ask you to turn in God's Word, please, to John chapter 10. John chapter 10, we're going to read some verses. Now, when I come and do a children's day or a children's Bible club, and it's always quite lonely when you're standing at the front, so I always bring my friend with me. I don't know if the children remember my friend from the Holiday Bible Club. Does anyone remember his name? No? Well, Clive. Clive's his name. He says it's good to be here. It's nice to be. So Clive's a job, and his job, because I'll be busy and I'll be bringing the Bible lesson, it's his job to look out for those who are misbehaving. And then he'll tell me in the car, and then I'll have maybe I'll pass that on. So he's an important job. So he's watching out while I'm doing the Bible lesson and bringing God's Word. And so you listen up your very best. We're not going to keep you too long, but it's very important that we gather around God's Word, because that's the principal part of any worship service. So let's read from John's Gospel chapter 10 and just the first six verses of this chapter together. Let's hear the Word of the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Amen. We'll end our reading at verse 6, and we'll look to the Lord just very briefly once again for his help, even as we come to bring his word. So let's unite together in prayer. Father in heaven, we rejoice for all that has taken place thus far. We thank you for every boy and girl. We thank you for the scriptures that they have recited and the songs that they have sung. And we thank the Lord that we have been able to gather together in corporate worship to praise and to magnify thy name. For thou art God alone. Oh, we rejoice that we're here, not bound before some idol of wood or stone, but we come to the living God, the one who speaks. And we pray, Father, Lord, that thou would speak through the word. Take me, O God, awake a human instrument. Wash me in the Redeemer's blood. And fill me full of thy spirit, that I, O God, might minister in the power of the Holy Ghost. So bless us, Lord, and do us good in the moments that remain. For these things I pray in Christ's lovely and his precious name. Amen. Now, in 1899, a man by the name of Emil Berliner, he visited the London offices of the Berliner Gramophone Company. And there on the wall, he noticed a painting, and it was of a small dog with a cocked head poised and listening there to the gramophone. From the gramophone, that little terrier was listening to his master's voice coming from the horn. And although the master was not there in person, that little terrier knew the tone and the familiarity and the sound of his master's voice. And with eager attention, he stood that little terrier and he listened to the voice that was coming from the horn. Now, I don't have a gramophone. I'm not that old. That's the best I could do. But there that little terrier dog was listening because he heard the voice of his master. That man, he took that painting off the wall and he took it back to America, and that painting became one of the world's most well-known trademarks. That painting, its name was his master's voice, and the letters HMV became the name of a shop on the high street for that company. Now, in the portion that we have read this afternoon, three times we have the word voice mentioned. We find it in verses 3, 4, and 5. And these words were spoken by the Lord Jesus to the Pharisees. And the scene for us is set back in the beginning of chapter 7. There we find that the Lord Jesus, he was in Jerusalem for the Feast of the Tabernacles. Now the Feast of the Tabernacles, it was a feast that celebrated God's goodness to the children of Israel when he brought them out of Egypt and provided for them in the wilderness. Now during that feast and festival, many things happened that the Lord Jesus Christ drew from, and he brought forth spiritual fruit or spiritual truth. For example, the high priest at the time, he would have taken a golden pitcher, he would have filled it with water from the pool of Siloam, he would have brought it to the temple and he had poured it out before the altar, and that reminded the people that God provided water from the rock. And at that time, Jesus, he stood up in the temple and he cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." And you can just imagine the high priests and the Pharisees and the scribes looking at Christ as this was all happening. Their anger would have been stirred. But as we move on into chapter 9, we read of the account of the Lord Jesus healing the man who was born blind. And that was a tremendous miracle that demonstrated truly that Jesus Christ is the light of the world, something he said in chapter 8, and those that follow him shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Lord Jesus healed that man. They brought that blind man who was healed to the Pharisees, and they threw him out of the temple after questioning him. The big word is they excommunicated him. But Jesus found a man, and Jesus confirmed that man in his faith. And standing outside the temple, there beside that man with his disciples, the Lord Jesus had an encounter with the Pharisees. You see, the Pharisees, they were the false shepherds that we find described in Ezekiel chapter 34 and Jeremiah 50, who were more interested in their self rather than the Lord's sheep. They were those who had tried to climb up some other way into the sheepfold, just like a thief or a robber, as we read here in verse 1. They did not have the interest of the sheep at heart. But Christ the Good Shepherd does. He cares for those who are his sheep. And that is seen by the fact that he gave his life for them. But we want to think about his voice this morning, the shepherd's voice, just as we gather around the Word of God in the moments that remain. Three things concerning the shepherd's voice and the sheep that hear that voice. Firstly, I want to bring to your attention is his sheep perceive his voice. His sheep, they perceive or they hear his voice. Look at verse 2 with me. It tells us there, "But he that entereth in by the door of the sheep, to him the porter openeth, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out." The sheep, they hear his voice. Now in ancient Israel, when it came to the evening, the shepherds, all the shepherds who were pasturing their sheep on the hills, they brought them all together, and they put them into one sheepfold. Now that sheepfold might have been a circle of brush or bracken. It might have been that temporary structure, or it might have been a more permanent structure of a stone wall. And you know all about stone walls down here in the Mourne Kingdom. And so whether it was a temporary structure or a more permanent structure, there was only one door into that sheepfold. And across that door and that entrance there lay a man, and he was called a porter. He was a doorkeeper. He was the one that kept the sheep safe at night. Now in the morning, the shepherds, each of the shepherds would come, and the porter, he knew the shepherds, and those shepherds could come, and they could stand at the door, and they could call out to their own sheep. Their sheep would hear the voice of the shepherd. Now, when I was on the farm, we had a certain call that we would give out to our young heifers and our bullocks, and they would come running because they knew the sound of our voice and they thought, well, they were going to get a bucket or a bag of meal. But they were familiar with our voice. They wouldn't have came running for someone else's. And so those sheep that were all gathered together in that one sheepfold, they would have heard the voice of their shepherd, and they would have perceived that voice. It would have been familiar to them. And the shepherd would have called the sheep, and they would have come out of the sheepfold, and he would have led them to new pasture for that day. And that was a familiar scene that the Lord Jesus was telling the Pharisees about. They knew all about that imagery in their mind. Now in the Bible we are told that we are all sinners by nature and practice. In Isaiah chapter 53 in the verse 6, we are described there as sheep that are going astray who have turned to our own ways. You see, sinners, they walk according to their own ways and their own principles, not God. See, God says in His Ten Commandments, "Thou shalt not." And sinners, well, they do. God says, "Thou shalt." And sinners don't. That's what we call sin. It is transgression of God's law. And therefore, sinners, they just go their own way. God says you should do this, but they don't. God says that they should not do that, but they do. And sinners, they go their own way. And so sinful humanity is pictured there in that one great sheepfold. And it's to such people that Christ the Good Shepherd calls out to them to repent of their sin and to come to Him for salvation. And that is really the general call of the gospel. That's the external call. That's what many people hear. They hear the voice of the preacher. Maybe that's something you've heard before. You've heard the gospel preached. But we read here that the shepherd, he calls his own sheep by name. You see, the shepherd had sheep that particularly belonged to him. He had a deep interest in them. He knew all about them. He knew their names. He knew the age of them. He knew the breed of them. He knew their peculiar needs. Oh, the shepherd, he knew all about his particular sheep. And you see, it's those sheep, his sheep, that hear his voice. And you see, that's what happens when the gospel is preached. Christ has a people. There are those that belong to Him. They're a very peculiar and particular people. Ones for whom He came to suffer and bleed and die. And as the gospel is preached and the general call has gone out, well, they hear His voice, not so much the voice of the preacher, but they hear God speaking to them. It's as if the message is particularly for them, that God has a special word just for them, that they're the ones that need to repent of sin and come to faith in Jesus Christ. They feel that God is just dealing with them, as if there's no one else in the meeting. They hear His voice. But you know, His voice is a convicting voice. You see, that individual, that boy, that girl, that older person, they feel guilty, they feel ashamed when the preacher starts talking about sin, their particular sin. They feel fear when the preacher starts speaking about Christ's return or judgment. And that's the voice of God speaking, convicting the sinner because they're not right with God. Christ's voice is a convicting voice, but it's also a compelling voice, because God, He calls sinners to come to Him. And you know, sinners, those that are Christ, they cannot resist that call. Oh, maybe for some time they have rejected the voice of God. Maybe, little boy or girl, you've heard God speaking to you, telling you of your need to repent of sin and trust in Christ, and as yet you've put it off. Maybe there's older people here, you've done that for many a year. You know, God's people, His sheep, there will come a time they'll no longer resist, but they will be drawn and charmed by that voice divine, as the hymn writer says. It's also a comforting voice, because the voice of God tells those who come to Him, He will receive them. He will in no wise cast them out. He will forgive all their sin. Oh, the wonderful voice of the shepherd. His sheep, they perceive his voice. But secondly, we find that his sheep, they pursue his voice. Look at the end of verse 3, leading into verse 4. It says, and leadeth them out, that's the sheep, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. You see, having called the sheep, as he stood there at the door of the sheepfold, the shepherd, he leads them out. He puts them forth out of the sheepfold. He stands at the door to make sure that his sheep, and only his sheep, come out. And then the eastern shepherd, well, he would walk before them, and the sheep, well, they would follow. He would keep calling out to them, whatever his call was. And they would know his voice, and they would follow him to new pasture for the day. You see, when the Lord calls his sheep, he leads them out from the place they were. He brings them out of their sin. When God saves his people, he doesn't leave them in their sin. He doesn't leave them through all their wicked and sinful habits and practices. Oh no, he leads them out of that. He brings them out. That's what he does. Did you know the Lord Jesus came in order that he might save his people, not just from hell, but from their sin. There are too many people today, well, and they want the cheap gospel. They want heaven, but they also want their sin. But it doesn't work that way. Christ, he calls his sheep out from where they were. Amongst the mass of sinful humanity, he brings them out of their sin. And he leads them into pastures new. You know, those who hear the voice of Christ, they follow him. They follow him. You see, sinner, there is a responsibility upon you to obey the call of the gospel. You must follow Christ. If you ever want to be saved, and it's already been mentioned this morning, if you ever want to enter into heaven, if you ever want to have abundant life, everlasting life, eternal life, you have responsibility. It lies upon you. Yes, it's Christ that leads them out, that calls them out. But here we have the sovereignty of God and responsibility of man side by side. You're accountable this morning. You're responsible for what you will do with the gospel. You can't just sit there and think, well, if I'm going to be saved, I'll just sit back, I'll be passive in it, and it'll all happen to me. Yes, God is the author of salvation, but you must rise up and follow him. In faith, you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ as he bids you to come. You see, they follow him. They follow him, his sheep in their life. They follow his commands and they follow his example. You know, I remember when I was much younger, I used to play a game, follow the leader. Follow the leader. It's a simple game to play. There was one leader. He or she was at the start of the line, and the rest they were in, followed in behind. Wherever that leader went, the rest would follow. I lived on a farm, as I've mentioned, and that could become quite an adventurous game. We were up and over hay bales and silage bales. We're walking in through the forest and through the streams that we had running through our farm. And follow the leader. Wherever the leader went, the rest followed behind. Well, it's exactly the same for those who come to faith in Christ. They follow Christ's example, how he lived in this life. They do as he commands. They go where he sends and where he leads. They follow him. Sometimes the pathway for the Christian, well, it's a difficult pathway. It's not always smooth and pleasant. And a child of God has to go through difficult and hard trials and temptations. But as long as they follow the Lord's leading, and as long as they don't turn back or turn to the right hand or to the left and go their own way, well, that's the safest way to go. Following in the footsteps of the Master. For he knows the way that we take. And when he's tried us, we shall come forth as gold.
So the sheep, they perceive his voice. And the sheep, they pursue his voice. But lastly, his sheep, they prioritize his voice.
Does anyone know what these are? Does anyone know? Anyone? Yes.
Headphones, nearly. Does anyone else want to guess? There's no music comes out of these. This man here.
Earmuffs, I'll give you that, yeah. So those, the two that answered, you can come up and get some sweets at the end, okay? You get some sweets. They're ear defenders. And they block out the noise. Now you can get fancy headphones, and they're called noise-canceling headphones or ear defenders. And they only let you listen to maybe the music you're listening to, and I hope it's good, godly music. Or they maybe let you, if you're a workman, receive a phone call. And you can hear that one voice. The one voice. Well, here, in verse 5, we read about these sheep. And it tells us here that they will not follow the voice of strangers, but they will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. You see, boys and girls, mums and dads, there's many voices in this world that call out to you. And you know, they have no interest in your welfare or your well-being. They only want to lead you astray into danger and difficulty, even into eternal destruction. See, there's the voice of false religion. There are those who say, well, you just do the best you can. Or do this or do that in your church and then you'll be okay, you'll get to heaven. Oh, boys and girls, God says, by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified in his sight. Then there's the voice of atheism. There's those that say there is no God. You just live as you please and do as you like. Well, what does God say in the beginning? God created the heaven and the earth. Supernatural six-day creation by the Lord God is the only scientific, reasonable, and truthful explanation as to how everything came into existence. There is a God with whom you have to do. There's the voice of worldly pleasure. And how subtle and alluring that voice is to many people. Maybe there's some people here and have grown up a little bit. And they have listened to that voice. And they've went into the world and they've indulged in all the sinful pleasures of this world. But the Bible tells us they're only for a season and the end of them brings forth death. There's the voice of the old deceiver, the devil. And he will tell you to leave salvation to another time. There's so many voices. And yet the sheep, his sheep, God's sheep, they're not to listen to those voices. Instead, they are to prioritize the shepherd's voice. And where do we hear the shepherd's voice? It's in the Bible. That's where you find the shepherd's voice. Here is the noise-canceling ear defenders. And young people, boys and girls and mums and dads, you are to prioritize the voice of God, the Word of God. Because God has your best interest at heart. He loves sinners. He sent His Son to die for them in order that they might be delivered from eternal destruction and ruin, that they might live with Him in glory forever, that He would lead them from the fountains of living waters and unto fountains of fountains. Oh, here's the noise-canceling ear defenders of this world. So many voices. Young people, boys and girls. The voice of false religion, the voice of atheism, the voice of worldly pleasure, the voice of the old devil. But you are to prioritize what God says. For He is truth. Now, as I close this morning, and you've been excellent, very good, and that's just the mums and dads, children, you've been good as well as always. But I want to ask you this question, personally to you.
Yes, you've all heard the preacher speak. I trust you have. But have you heard the Lord speak? Are you one of the Lord's sheep? See, the Bible tells us there's only two groups of people in this world. There's those who are the Lord's, there's those who are not. There's those who are saved, there's those who are not. There's those who are the Lord's sheep, and there's those described as goats. There's only two. It's only those that are His that will be in heaven. Have you perceived, heard the voice of God calling you to salvation? Well, pursue that voice this morning. Get up out of your sin. Come and speak to me, the preacher. Or speak to your Sunday school teacher. Don't just sit there. You've heard God calling you that you need to be saved. You must be saved. You can be saved. He will save you. Well, do something about it. Now pursue the voice. And then through the rest of your life, follow His voice. Follow His leading. Prioritize His voice in your life. Lest you listen to something else that will destroy you. This is the safest pathway to walk, following the Lord Jesus, following the voice of the shepherd. I trust that Christ the shepherd would call you. You'd leave your sin, and you would come to Him, even this very hour. Let's bow in prayer. You've been very good this morning, and I thank you for your attention. I invite you to come again this evening. The Lord's given another word for tonight, and the boys and girls will be taking part. I invite you to come back. But don't put off salvation even to this evening. Be sure now. Let's bow in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank Thee, Lord, for the word of God. We thank Thee for the fact that it is a living word. Lord, Thou hast given help to declare and to preach. Lord, that's just the external call. That will profit nothing. We pray that Thou would have been speaking through the message, singling people out. I pray, O God, that Thou would have Thine own dear people here. All their sheep which You have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring with me, that there may be one fold. And I pray, O God, that Thou would have mercy upon any who are not saved, that Thou would bring them out of their sin, and Lord, that Thou would bring them into the light and liberty and the life of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus. Bless the little ones. Thank You for their participation, Lord, in the morning worship service. And we pray, Lord, that You'll bring us back again this evening to hear the word that God has given. Do us good, Lord. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Spirit be the portion of Thy people, both now and forevermore. For this I ask in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen.